if you want a really great interview, the next one is
This is big time.
This is big time. I'm real excited. We have with us from Athlete 360. It's a sports medicine show. It's currently syndicated on Fox Sports and Comcast as well, and it's around nationwide. And basically, they go around interviewing athletes who have been injured. It's kind of like an inside look at what happens when an athlete goes down. And they have a guy by the name of Dr. Mark Addix, who's this guy was
played for the Redskins.
Played for the Redskins, won a Super Bowl. Smart guy. He was Harvard educated. Became an orthopedic surgeon.
Was he a lineman? All the smart ones are linemen.
I think he was. Yes, he was a big guy, and now so he's been around interviewing a lot of these guys. They've already had one with Dikembe Mutombo,
who has a very deep voice.
Yeah.
Mutombo.
It's very
intimidating. No.
He wags his finger.
No.
He talks like that. He's very funny, and a lot of great stories. And we have with us today Trisha Bradley. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm going to try to sound smart.
Well, Trisha, first of all, you know how I know that you are smart? You know how I know this?
How?
You graduated from Rutgers University, didn't you?
I did. That's scary.
What are you, stalking her?
No, because I did too.
You know all the graduates?
I know every single person that graduated from Rutgers University. And when I saw that, I said, I knew there was a reason why we had to have her on the show.
What dorm did you live in?
You know what? It's so long ago, I don't remember.
Yeah, exactly. Well, anyway.
Just how dumb I am.
Trisha, tell us a little about the show who came up with this concept of...
Trisha, she's the brain.
I know she's the brains, but I want to know, who came up with Dr. Mark Addix, getting him out there? That's pretty cool.
Well, that's a great story. My daughter, who is now about to be 16, and Mark's daughter, who's about to be 16, went to the same school when he was attending Harvard. They went to the Lexington Montessori School. And Mark's wife walked up to me in the playground and said, "Hey, I'm Jackie Addix, and I always want to meet you because, well, you look different than everybody else."
What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I think I was worried that it meant that, I had just started my company, Serious Fun Productions, and I was worried that it meant that I had, I had looked either exhausted. I also had a six-month-old son. Maybe there was spit up on my shoulder.
I don't know if it's a compliment.
I was so worried, and I didn't ask her till years later, and she said, "Well, you weren't wearing Lily Pulitzer skirts and shoes with bows on it, and you look like you lived in New York." And I had lived in New York, and I'd lived there for 15 years and worked as an art director in a huge ad agency. And not that there's anything wrong with Lily Pulitzer or shoes with bows. It's just it's definitely not what I was what I wear.
Right.
So she introduced me to her husband, and I had started a company that basically developed experts into on-camera talent. And so when I heard his story and he was at Harvard Medical School, I'm like, "Well, when you're done with your medical education, I'd love to talk to you about putting you on television." And, just because he's was a great athlete and a great med student didn't mean he was going to be great on TV. So
right.
I was very fortunate that, he's amazing. He's amazing all the way around the block. I mean, he just is so kind and warm and so freaking smart that
right.
He makes me look good.
Yeah, it creates a cool dynamic because, when you talk about like when they were talking to, Dikembe Mutombo about when he ruptured his quadricep tendon, he knows exactly what that would look like, what you have to do to fix it. It's kind of a unique perspective of a doctor being
yeah,
there.
It's a short list of NFL player, Harvard educated medical doctors.
Most people want to go, "Ew, oh God, what did you know?" It's like, but he knows a lot more about that. That's a very
He can explain it in kind of layman's terms.
Right,
right. It's one warrior interviewing another warrior, and Mark becomes sort of the filter that explains. He fills in the gaps.
Right.
Guest was a guy named who's currently on ESPN, Mark Schlereth, and Mark Schlereth
right.
played and won the Super Bowl. Mark won. Schlereth won three. Addix won one with Mark on the Redskins, and it was the moment where Schlereth's knee was so destroyed after 15 surgeries. I mean, Schlereth had 29 surgeries all told that were directly related to his NFL, football career, starting in high school through his years in the NFL, and basically his leg gave up. the bone touching bone.
Yeah.
You know, he couldn't play anymore, and it was so excruciating that even this heroic warrior could no longer play. And it was sort of that aha moment on Mark Schlereth's face, because I don't think anyone ever explained it to him. He just
right.
knew he couldn't go on because his body was in so much pain. And what a story.
Yeah, that's, a lot of great stories. What do you, how has the show resonated with people, just regular folks out there? Are they really interested about this stuff, or is it something like, you know, is this just for, like, the athlete population?
No, I think what we've discovered from the people who write in to us about the show is that not only are they interested in athletes, because really, you guys probably know that athletes have become our heroes in the United States. I mean, we worship these guys. And so, yeah, there's a lot of viewers who watch just to learn more about those athletes who don't necessarily ever get to tell their story. But there's a whole other group that are interested in the injuries and how those injuries get repaired.
Right.
And the possibilities, there are so many I think the ACL surgery in this country is the number one surgery. It may be tied with C-sections.
And lipo.
But maybe
that's
so.
What we're looking for, Tricia. We're looking for a successful lipo story that came out where, you know. But I think one of the things that's interesting about which I think transcends not just with athletes, is that when people go for these particular surgeries, whether they're athletes or non-athletes, they still want to know what these people did to recover from them. There's a lot of fear and anxiety that's associated with that, correct?
That's correct. Well, I think the thing about this little wacky internet, you've probably heard of the internet.
Yes,
we've something.
It's going to catch on.
I think it's going to catch on, yeah. Well, I think that people want to know more and more and more, and the information's so readily available that they're now researching every little thing about their bodies, their surgeries, their medications, and if they're not, they ought to be.
Right.
And this is the kind of show and the kind of sort of inspirational stories that help make some of this medical information palatable for most regular folks. I mean, we do show a little bit of surgery. You know, the Open has a scope coming out of a knee. We recorded one of Dr. Addick's surgeries. And in Dikembe's show, we actually have photographs from the surgery of his knee being held open by these surgical, they look like lobster forks, but
yeah.
But it, you know, we put a warning up to let our viewers know that this was coming, that a lot of people would want to look away.
Right.
But for some of us, it's so interesting. And that Dr. Addicks was one of the three surgeons putting his quadricep tendon back together is, you know, again, a bonus to the show.
Right.
But, you know, I think that people are interested and they do want to know, especially if they're facing it or their son or daughter or husband, you know, wife are going to face this kind of surgery. What do they look for? How do they know the surgeon is good? You know, what? Now they can go in armed with questions and say, am I going to get the surgery that Dikembe had?
No, they're not.
You don't think so?
They're not going to get that level of care. Nah. You got to be a big star to get, you know.
But how do you balance, you know, because this is a TV show. I mean, so entertainment right. is a portion of this. How are you balancing the entertainment with the education?
Well, because each one of these athletes gets to tell us their whole story. And again, I think that's what draws our viewers in, is that you get to hear what a baseball pitcher who ended up spending 18 years in the major leagues or playing pro ball, how did he start? So you get to hear the beginning, the middle, and the end. And for most of our athletes, two of our athletes are still competing. So if the surgery is about the career-ending surgery or the surgery that kept them going. In one case, it's a surgery that made her career possible. So
right,
I think that
Stacey Lewis you're talking about, the golfer?
Yep, that's
yeah.
exactly what I'm talking about.
Right.
So I think that, you know, so the entertainment part is sort of...
getting that well-rounded picture of the athlete and then how this surgery impacted their career.
Exactly. It's the voyeuristic look into their bodies and their lives.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that we're all sort of – there's so many shows that let you inside somebody's home, and there's a lot of these athletes and famous stars are so private. All of these guys had to sign HIPAA releases for us to show their x-rays and for us to talk about their medical situations was not easy.
Right.
Are you having athletes want to do this? Are they approaching you and saying, hey, you got to cover me?
Yep. There are athletes and there are doctors who want their athletes to tell their stories, partly because it's a way of these athletes to give back. I mean, they make, most of them, not all of them, but most of them make so much money. And they know that, you know, some of them are role models, and we think we found a bunch of them. And they're, Jack Nicklaus has agreed to do the second season.
Wow.
So is Lindsey Vonn. So we're pretty freaking excited about that level of athlete who has stepped up and said, you know, I would like to tell my story. And, you know, we're going to do our best to... tell their story, and they're little love stories to these athletes because they're all incredible. And each one of these athletes has a human quality that inspire me. And I feel like I'm kind of a regular gal. And if I get inspired, I think my next door neighbor is going to be inspired. I think the guy who carries the mail, everybody I've met, and I try to talk up my show as much as possible. selfishly, but I'm so proud of it, and I'm always interested to hear from the viewers what we could be doing better.
Now, how do you get the listener out of the viewer involved with the show?
We put up a Facebook site. I know this is called Athlete 360, and people are writing in and sending notes, and they can contact me directly through my Facebook site and send me notes, which is Tricia Bradley on Facebook, and I have, my website for my company is SiriusFunTV.com. So there's lots of ways to get in contact with us. And also, the host of the show, I made him put up a Facebook account. Mark Addix, he has over 1,000 friends. And people can write to him directly. And there's a lot of banter on Facebook and on blogs, et cetera, we're tweeting, which I kept saying to my kids, I've been twittering, and they're like, you're not twittering, you're tweeting. So I have somebody who's been kind enough to help me out with all this social networking, because that seems to be the best and most direct contact to the people. And I love that. I love that it's not such a mystery, how someone can get in touch with the executive producer of the show or the host of the show. They can just send in, I would love to know more about X, or I've always been inspired by Bill Walton. We'd love to meet him.
Right.
And these athletes all have hearts, and a lot of them who've been retired want to connect with their fans and want them to know we're still here, we still appreciate it, and this is a way we can, let you know more about us and how we're doing. Because people, fans do worry about their fallen heroes.
Right. And also, if you want, Tricia, we have another story for you. We can, the fat guy and I can stage we have a tandem bike. We could crash it.
Right. And then you can follow the rehab.
And the fat guy will definitely blow out his knee.
Yeah.
He's already blown
it
out before. And then we can contact Dr. Mark Addix and get him to fix them up. We can set the whole thing up if you'd like. If you need any more stories.
I'm in.
A lot of reality shows do that,
I've heard that.
Well, you also have a lot of different sports, too, that are covered on the show. Downhill skiing, freestyle skiing. You have a bull rider, Mike Moore, race car driving. Lots of different, it's not just your typical football, basketball guy. It's across the board, females, as well. I think it's a wonderful concept. The show is great. And where can people catch it now? It's on Fox Sports and...
It's on Fox Sports. It's on DirecTV. It's on Comcast Sports. It's the last 2 weeks. This week is Tommy Kendall, who's the race car driver who had a horrific crash at Watkins Glen, and next week is Stacey Lewis. If you can get on Facebook, the schedule is up on as best we can up on Athlete 360's Facebook site. Every day we post the shows. But you can also just put, if you have a DVR, just put in Athlete 360.
Right.
And it should come up.
So, and also, are they also up on YouTube? Are some of the segments on YouTube as well? Okay.
They are. They're up on YouTube after they air. You can catch them on YouTube, and they're also on my site, my company site, SiriusFunTV.com.
SiriusFunTV.com. Okay,
yeah, great. That way you can see the whole shows, but we had to... it's interesting, the rights for the footage, like every single
right.
sport that we featured, they all own the rights to their footage. So Dikembe's show is down from YouTube because they only gave us 2 weeks.
Right.
Well, that's all right.
Well, very good. Well, Tricia, we really appreciate coming on the show today. The name of the show is Athlete 360. Go to your Facebook page. If you go to Athlete 360 on Facebook, or you can go to SeriousFunTV.com as well. Thank you so much for taking time out to come on the show, and we love it, and we want to hear about more of the stories that come up as well throughout the year.
Well, we'd love to be back on the show, and I'd love to see if you guys would have Mark Addix on the show.
We definitely would love to talk to him. That's a story, Lee. Football guy.
I like
Trisha
better.
Surgeon who Harvard educated surgeon who played football. What's the odds of that happening?
What about Trisha?
I know she's a marathon runner too, right? She's running
a
bunch of marathons. I know we got to have you back on, Trisha, too.
Well, I'm the dunderhead. He's the genius. So I love him.
Well, very good.
Thanks for humoring me.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate it.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye bye. That's Trisha Badley. She is the creator of Athlete 360. Check them out on their Facebook page, Athlete 360, your Serious Fun TV as well. And when you're online, make sure you check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. If you want to read a good book, a really good book on how to get a partner and lose weight with your partner, go to our website because you'll find
it's there.
It's there. You Can't Lose Weight Alone, the Partner Power Weight Loss Program, our soon-to-be-released next book, which is...
Because our fans have been clamoring for another
more
book.
More books.
35
Why aren't
you writing more books?
To Raise Active Kids will be there as well. And look out, because we're going to be coming to a town near you. Lee and I like to show up in different places.
Just randomly.
On our tandem bike.
And the doctor has been known to knock on your windows
and
in the middle of the night.
We may be in Miami. We may go to Miami with our book.
With our bike.
With our
we'll
bike.
Ride it there. It's
I
a straight
we're
shot.
We're
going to
ride our bike there.